WCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Your net control tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in beautiful Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right shoe portion, which will come right after the Friday night tidbit. Before we begin our RF check-ins, let me go for our early check-ins. Net would like to welcome and recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. They're both in Travelers at RS. Fred, if you're listening, tell Isla we said hi. Thanks for stopping by. And our good buddy, Andy, KI4LZI, up in Table Rock, up in Pickens County. KW4TS, that's Jim, over in Pelzer. KC4W, that's Bill, over in Anderson. And N4DJC, that's Jerry, also over in Anderson. I want to thank you all for stopping by and using the early check-in capability. Let me take a moment here for new hams, if there are any newly minted hams. Not sure about the check-ins, not sure quite what the protocols are. Been a little hit. Hit that push-to-talk button. Please call KN4RJN. Give me your call sign, and we'll walk you through it from there. Any new hams, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'll start the RF portion of the check-ins now, and this being Friday night, we will start with the Uniform Through Zulu Group, through Z. If the first letter of your suffix falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Can you please check in November 3 Zulu Lima? November 3 Zulu Lima. That's Greg in Candler, North Carolina. In and out tonight. No traffic. Thank you.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Greg. N3ZL up there in Candler, North Carolina. Greg, thanks for stopping by. A little scratchy, but I got you in the log. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Zulu Echo Quebec. It's KN4ZEQ. Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. I'd like to welcome Kyle, KM4ZEQ. Kyle, thanks for stopping by. Sounding good. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. We're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet now. Alpha through Delta, A through D. First letter your suffix falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. And John, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative, working on HT tonight.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
KN4RJN. Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor's, be negative and negative.
RJN. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. K KB2, BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
KM4RJN. Welcome back from Greensboro. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Net. I'd like to welcome Rick, KK4DMW. He brings along the family, his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, you tell Lorena and Michelle we said hi. Thanks for stopping by. And KO4AOW, that's David, also right here in beautiful downtown Inman. And KO4BDM, that's Jim, over in Taylor's. KB2BYQ, David, over in Easley. David, I still love that call sign. And our net manager, David, W4DJW. Hope you all having a good night. Thanks for stopping by and checking in. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo Charlie 9, Bravo Echo X-Ray, Ian in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for riding the net tonight.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. I'd like to welcome Ian, KC9BEX, over in Greenville. Ian, thanks for stopping by. Sounding good. Hope you're having a good evening. We're going to slide on down now to the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H. The first letter of the suffix falls in one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Fun everyone on the net tonight. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren here in Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight.
N4RJN. Todd, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around and make up some.
This is KN4RJN, Metro Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Warren, N4HHC, over in Taylor's. Warren, hope you're having a good evening. And our good buddy Harry, KC4EZN, up here in Candler, North Carolina. We'll be back to chat with you here in a little while, Harry. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to slide on down to the India Through Lima group, I Through L. India Through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, John, this is James. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm still up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
If you would, sir, please check in Kilo November 4. Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel. No comment, no traffic. Appreciate you calling the net.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4RJN. Hey, John. Hope you're staying warm. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, who I have told her to check in. She hasn't volunteered as yet. And KK4JBQ, that's me, Larry. Now I'm all messed up. We make our home in Greer. Yeah. I have no traffic and no comment, but I'll be around for right you. Shoot. I'll be around for the tidbit. Yes. I'm sorry, John. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Larry, you forgot to give me Donna's call sign.
KN4RJN, KK4JBQ. I'm out of breath. I'm sorry. I just got in from the outside, checking my animals. So I got a little messed up. Her call sign is KC4MFK. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. QSL?
I knew it was a KC, but I couldn't remember the rest of it. But thanks. Come back, Larry. Hope you're staying warm. This is KM4RJN, Net Control Fluids, 2 minute net. Now you got me so I can't talk there, Larry. like welcome, Jim, KK4JFO, up here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And KN4TZW, that's Gabriel, up in Horseshoe or reasonably close to it. And KO4ACA, that's Bill over in Greenville. And KK4JBQ, Larry out checking on his animals, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi. I still want to hear her voice some night on the radio. Hope you're all staying warm and having a good evening. Any of the stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, good evening, John. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. This is Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Appreciate you calling tonight. 73 to everybody tonight.
For RJN. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like, welcome, Jeff. KO4JQX in Ware Shoals, I believe you said. Log Sand Pels there. I guess that's in that neighborhood. And KO4JK. I'm sorry, Duncan. Let me try that again. KO4JKV. Duncan, up in Asheville. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Recheck. Hey, John, I'm sorry. KO4JQX, Jeff. Ware Place, South Carolina. We've up the road a little bit from Ware Shoals.
I knew it was Ware something, and Ware Shoals is what immediately came to mind. The log of sand Pelzer. Ware Place. Okay. I'll fix that in my log there, Jeff. Thanks. Here, after we get down. All right. We're at any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down to the mic through Papa Group, M through P. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Please check in QO4, Oscar India Mike, Walt and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative.
For RJN.
And Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you when I won the net.
For RJN. In and out, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Matt in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
This is KN4RJN, that's Carl Blue's tubing up. I'd like to welcome Walt, I'll get it straight here in a minute. Walt, K4OIM, one of our future net controllers right here in beautiful downtown Inman. And WG4MC, one of our other net controllers, Matt, over in Greenville. Thanks for stopping by. And K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Hope you're having a good evening. Hope you're staying warm. And I've got an EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
John, KN4RJN, please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf, K4YNG, Fletch and Easley. Negative and negative, sir.
Blue Ridge 2 Minute, like welcome Fletch, K4YNG. Fletch, your audio was real low there at the beginning, but it picked up towards the end. Just letting you know on that one. Hope you're having a good evening and staying warm and staying safe.
Any other station, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN, please check in at November 0, Tango Radio in 0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4RJN, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville County. Be negative and negative and 73. See everybody on the net tonight.
4 Tango Delta Tango, Timothy, I'm mobile in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and all the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Tom in 0TR. Tom, yourself, tell Bernice we said hi. Hope you're staying safe and warm. And Carol, KM4RGX, over in Greenville. And W4TDT. Tim, did I get that right, sir?
Tango Delta Tango.
I'm a little dyslexic tonight. When it's a letter, that, you know, the outside letters are the same. I sometimes put those in the middle and make the middle letter the two outside ones. And but I got you know. Thanks for coming back and checking on it. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Tubernet. That's once around the alphabet, so let's open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. This is KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you and all of us, 73.
RJN, John, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. Running behind schedule tonight, trying to make sure, checking my inventory for week after next, Saturday. So, check me in and out, 73's to you, appreciate you calling the net.
KN4RJN, check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Delta, this is Amory Mobile in Easley.
Oscar 4, Henry Kilo X-Ray, Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be 73.
Please check in Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4, HTP, Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2, MJB. Well, I guess, do you have someone signed up for RAC 2 already?
Roger that. Harry is always chats with me, but you can too. I mean, that's okay.
And for HTP. All right, sign me up for RAC 2, please.
That. Let me go up here, top, where I'm at here. What have I got? I got Dennis, KG4JIA over in Gaffney. Dennis, thanks for stopping by. Hope you're staying safe. And Steve, K4ZZX, who's hosting an antenna party here in, couple weeks now?
I'll be on the 13th. We're going to start at 9:30 a.m.
Do you want to come over and help Steve put up an antenna, please? Check his email on QRZ, or you can give him a call at, I think I've still got your number here, Steve. Throw this in here real quick. 864-535-3339. Is that correct, Steve?
That is correct. K4ZZX, clear.
And that would like to recognize KO4EED. That's Amory over in Piedmont. KO4HKX. That's Pat over in Penrose. And one of our other net controllers, KN4HTP. That's Wendy. And I got you down for some rag later here, Wendy. We'll be back to you. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. Wendy, you tell Mark we said hi. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll be back here in just a little bit. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
For RJN. Mr. John, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q John, and all on the net.
KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue. For the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, and I'm going to learn how to talk here in just a moment. I'd like to welcome Gary, our KI4DOS. Gary's our Wednesday night net controller and swap net master. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, you tell Joy we said hi. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. For RJN, good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim and Traveler's Rest, no traffic, negative comments, 73 to all.
This came for RJN, that's Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I copied KO4LAD. Is that correct, Jim?
Negative, it's Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar.
Sorry, Jim. This is KN4RJN. Jim, give me that call sign one more time. Either my eyes are going or my fingers are, one or the other. Let me try that one more time.
Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar.
Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Correct?
Roger that.
The problem, Jim, is I don't have you in my logbook, and it keeps popping up with the last person that I popped in. And I know you didn't say your name was Joy, so I'll look you up in QRZ here after a while. I got to get rid of a couple of entries here and try not to screw this up pretty bad, and that takes care of that. Thank you, sir. And where are you at, Jim?
Paris Mountain at Traveler's Rest.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Jim, KO4LAO. Over there in DR. Thank you for your patience, Jim. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet, now securing the formal portion of the net. Well, thanks for everybody for checking in. We'll now begin. We'll start the rag queue here right after the Friday night tidbit, which will come to you in about 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Please stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. A survey of dromedary camels in the United Arab Emirates hints that plastic may contribute to about 1% of those camels' deaths. We hear about marine animals, sea lions, whales, turtles, and seabirds impacted by plastic waste, says Marcus Erickson, an environmental scientist at the Five Ayers Institute, a plastic pollution research and educational organization in Santa Monica, California. But this is not just an ocean issue, it is a land issue too. It's everywhere. About 390,000 dromedary camels, Camelus dromedarius, live in the UAE. Of the 30,000 dead camels examined since 2008, 300 had guts packed with masses of plastic, Erickson and his colleagues report in the February 21 edition of Journal of Arid Environments. The team suspects plastics contributed to those deaths. In a subset of five camels, plastic masses weighed up to 64 kilograms. To give you an idea, I weigh about 68 kilograms. As camels roam the desert for food, they munch on plastic bags and other trash that drift into the trees and pile up along roadsides. From the camel's perspective, if it's not sand, it's food, says Erickson. With a stomach full of plastic, the camels may not eat because they don't feel hungry and they starve to death. Plastic can also leach toxicants.
and introduce harmful bacteria, says co-author Ulrich Werner, a veterinary microbiologist at the Central Veterinary Research Laboratory in Dubai. So don't throw your plastic bottles along the side of the road where the camels will eat them. And that is your Friday night tidbit for this evening. So we'll now go to the rag chew portion and... This is KN4RJ and it's Grove Blue Ridge 2 Marinette. I let the repeater time out on me. Sorry about that. Let's move on to the rag chew portion. And first up on the stump is our good buddy Harry, KC4EZN. Harry, what's going on up there?
KN4RJN, we'll let the repeater have its turn. KC4EZN, your camel story kind of reminded me. There's a place up here called Claxton Farms. It's a wedding venue now, but a long time ago, the people that owned that place would have a Christmas scene where you could walk through the barn and they had a camel or two and goats and, you know, cattle and sheep and some llamas, and some of us would go out there and set up and have hot chocolate and hot apple cider and stuff like that for the people that came through to visit. And one night I'm walking through and the camel reached out, and there was this kid had a scarf around his neck. And a camel just reached out and grabbed a hold of that scarf and proceeded to chew it up. And the owner came out and was beating on the camel, which didn't seem to get the camel's attention very much. But anyway, and I asked the owner, I said, what's the real problem? She says, that scarf was polyester. I said, that camel can't digest it, so... be careful where you dump your stuff. You never know when a camel will come by and think it's something to eat. Anyway, what's happening to you today, John?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I've got a pod sitting in my driveway, which is about half full. And then my wife ordered a dumpster, so I got rid of a bunch of junk that old cabinets and other stuff that don't need to make the move with us. And it's about half, three quarters full. And just a few moments ago, she was down here in the library packing up books because she sold my book cases in there, which is just as well because I don't think I've got any place to put them in the other house anyway. So it's been a day of trashing, moving, packing, and doing all that kind of happiness while the sun was shining.
Somehow or another, if I were you, I would keep moving. You might wind up in the dumpster.
Considered, you know, I think I'd almost rather do that than have to move again. All this packing and moving and realizing how much stuff we have accumulated, only being here, what, 3-4 years. and I said 2 moves ago I wasn't going to move again, so. Oh, well, such is life. Did you get any snow up your way?
KN4JN, KC4EZN. Yeah, we had a nice little dusting Thursday morning. I'm going to say it was a quarter inch. Fairly well spread out on the grass and stuff. The roads were not cold enough for anything to stick, so I had to get out and run an errand early Thursday morning. Everything was either damp or dry. So, yeah, we got a little bit, but... I'm waiting to see if whatever they think may or may not happen. I think it's maybe tomorrow night. Maybe it's Sunday night. I don't know that it really cares. That it really matters much anymore. We're not going anywhere. We got on the wait list for our vaccine shot, and we're not one of those people that were sitting there waiting on the clock to roll over opening time. It was Thursday afternoon late before we got on the computer and signed up. And Saturday we got our email saying that we were on the wait list and we were 20,662 on the list. So I think our strategy of not being in a hurry to get it and not wanting to stand outside in line for hours on hours or whatever is turning out to be the plan right now. So Anyway, I know some folks have driven to some surrounding counties and stood in line, and then I know a couple of folks who were in the less than 2,000, and they've already gotten their shots. So it's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, I think. They've finally found an act, and from what I gather, have gotten it together pretty good finally. So I guess that's something to look forward to, and I guess it beats eating a polyester scarf. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. That's Troll Blue Ridge 2. Thank you, Harry. Let me take a break here for just a second. I've got an EchoLink station up, so EchoLink station, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, if you will, please check in. KA4. PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all of the net. No traffic in their roundtable.
This is KN4RJN, that's Troll Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Stephen, KA4, PQA. Stephen, is that a new call sign? Because I've heard your voice before, but that doesn't that call sign doesn't sound familiar to me. Is that a new one?
Affirmative net, well, My previous call sign was KI4ZSY. However, this is the call sign that I'm on now. I've had it for about 3 years, and I've had it for four years. This year will be my fourth year carrying the call sign, and the call sign is a vanity call that was actually my father's call sign, which I acquired through vanity call signs about four years ago. But the call sign that I'm carrying now is my father's call sign, who has been deceased since 2003.
Stephen, well, in the database, it's showing up as Robert, which I'm assuming is your father. So either the FCC is way behind or I'll correct that in my log and get that taken care of. Thanks for stopping by, Stephen. Hope you're having a good evening and staying safe and staying warm. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. Juan in Crystal, we move it tonight. No traffic, no comment, police, 73.
This is KN4RJN, that's Troll Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Juan, W4KC. Juan, I haven't heard you on the radio in a while. Hope you're doing well, and be safe out there on the mobile. Stay safe, stay warm. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check it. Recheck Net Control.
Go ahead, recheck.
Affirmative Net Control. I had the volume on my headphones down low, so I wasn't able to copy what you were saying about my call sign in the FCC. Could you repeat that? Because I had the volume on my headset microphone low, and I didn't quite hear all of what you said.
And I was saying, Stephen, the database is showing that call sign is Robert, and I'm assuming that was your father. So either they're running way behind or something, but I'll fix that in my log, and I'll take care of that.
Affirmative. My father's name was Clyde Odell. Was Clyde Odell Lighter? He went by Odell.
Well, I know I got the call sign right because I see you up on EchoLink, but it's showing a Robert H. Finley. So I don't know why, but I'll fix it in my log. And thanks for coming back, Stephen. All right, brief break for any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, and then we'll go talk to Wendy for a bit. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Grand Metro Blue Juliet. KN4HTP Wendy. My chocolate sensors are not going off, so I'm assuming you're not baking anything this evening.
KN4HTP. Your chocolate sensors are correct. We've worn off desserts for a while. We're trying a new eating plan, and Max isn't home anymore, so we're not doing Sunday desserts. So you know, that machine won't get much work. It's interesting, I was hearing Harry's comments. He's keeping us updated on the events of trying to get on the COVID vaccine list. I didn't call. I got online to sign up my mother-in-law, and that was on the Thursday after they said they were starting it on a Wednesday. And she got, they answered her online. It was through the CDC. They answered and said, we got your request for an appointment. And then they came back and said, here, you can schedule an appointment at any of these, 13 locations. And as I went through the locations, most of them were not, didn't have any openings until I got to the Kmart location in Greenville, and then they had openings. So that could be something else figuring into the long wait time, is that I initially tried to take her to Simpsonville because that was one of their locations, but they didn't have any open appointments. But then when I clicked Kmart in Greenville, then I was able to get her an appointment, and she's had her first vaccination.
This is KN4RJN. Well, that's good to hear that she got her first one. But I saw on the news that Johnson & Johnson is looking for emergency approval on their vaccine. And in addition to just adding more people making the thing, theirs is a one-shot deal, and all it needs is a refrigerator. So hopefully that'll get rolling in there soon, and they can start bumping the supply up here a little bit. I'm not going to be able to get a shot in South Carolina because they're still working on the 70 and above, but North Carolina is doing 65 and above, so I'm going to schedule a shot up there if I can get to it. But giving up desserts, Wendy, I'm sorry, that's just wrong. You only live so long, and you might as well enjoy it. So maybe every other Sunday or something, but I hear what you're saying, but they'd have to put a gun to my head to get me to give up chocolate.
Yeah, I hear you on the desserts, but I do have a chocolate stash in the back of the cupboard, so when we get desperate, we can have a little square of chocolate or something to satisfy the sweet tooth. Although I've noticed we've been, we started doing the keto diet, so it's been about, just over a week, and I'm less interested in sweets. So I guess as you can create new patterns in what your body likes and what it wants.
This is KN4RJN. Well, you know, Wendy, there's a cure for that. You know, that can be cured, that I'm not interested in sweets anymore. And I've got the perfect cure. It's called chocolate. But anyway, by the way, Wendy, I've got some astronomy books that I think you might be interested in if you can ever wander your direction over here again. They're relatively simple, and it's a series of books, and it looks at the solar system and the outer planets and the sun, the moon, different things. And there's about, half a dozen or so, maybe eight volumes in the thing. And I don't need them anymore. And the first thing I thought of was you. So if you're interested in those, I've got some books you might like. It's got lots of pictures and lots of explanations of different stuff in it.
Perfect for me. I did take an astronomy class back in college, but not much of it stuck with me because we ran through everything so fast that it didn't get to sink in, and it was a side interest that I had. It wasn't my main section of study. So, yeah, I appreciate you thinking of me with those books, and I'll definitely enjoy those. So we'll have to pick an evening that Mark and I can head up that way a little bit after the rush hour clears out through the 385-85 connection there in Greenville.
Well, while we're packing up all the books and stuff, I'll set those aside and have those for you. I think you'll enjoy them. They're neat. They're written at a fairly simple level, and
actually more for, you know, school age kids, but I think you would enjoy them, and if you have any grandchildren, I know they would enjoy them too.
Great. Just my speed for some casual learning about the universe, so thanks for that. I'll have grandkids one day, but not yet.
To that. So, if you're not doing chocolate, and you're not doing sweets, and you're not doing your Sunday night desserts, then life must just be really dull on Sundays, and is that, or have you got Mark exercising?
Things have definitely dropped down a notch in activity level. They're more relaxing, more hanging around together with each other. We often sit across the kitchen table from each other with, our laptops out and chat as we both do this and that on the, on our, personal to-do list to do with the laptops and things along those lines. So, I was wondering how your dog is doing.
Well, I had to go up to Greensboro on, I went up Tuesday night or Tuesday afternoon. We had the closing on the house up there on Wednesday. So I was gone overnight, and she was not real happy about that. And when I got back, the first night I was back, my wife was still up in Greensboro. We have our house guest living here, so she was taking care of the dog. And the wind was blowing really, really hard, and it was almost like a thunderstorm. She was just pacing and back and forth, and just couldn't get relaxed and couldn't get to sleep. So I finally brought her back down to the basement, and I slept on the couch down here, and she slept on top of me, and that took care of that. Break. But then last night, same thing, and the wind wasn't blowing, there was no thunder, but she was pacing back and forth and just couldn't. I thought, okay, dog, this is, I'll do this one more time. So I came back down to the basement again, and she crawled up on the couch with me, and we slept down here again. But I think she has probably calmed down. She's asleep right now, and I'm going to give her one of her anti-anxiety pills before we go to bed to see if we can get her to calm down and just lay down on the bed and stay put. But other than that, she's doing all right, or seems to be, but she knows something's going on. I think that's part of it. Part of it, I think, is just stress. She realizes that things are all discombobulated around here, and there's a big thing, two big things sitting out in the driveway, the pod and the dumpster, and we've been moving stuff around and whatnot. So I think she knows something's going on. She's not sure what it is.
She's not a very lightweight blanket, so I can just see her trying to lay across your legs on the couch or something. But I think you're exactly right. She senses the extra activity level and strange things going on, and so that's revealing itself in her need to be closer to you all the time, I guess.
She's about 60 pounds, and she wasn't laying on my feet. She was laying all over me, laying on my chest with her head on my shoulder. I was like, Lord, dog, I have to breathe too. But, and then I had to get up and go to the bathroom and come back. She's curled up in a ball right where I was laying, so I had to move the pillow to the other side of the couch and squeeze in that way, and then she was on my feet, and she was happy with that. But tonight, hopefully that's not going to happen. I'm going to give her one of her pills to kind of calm her down, although she's curled up in a ball on her bed next to my desk right now and seems pretty calm, so we'll see what happens when we go to bed. But I think I'm going to drug her tonight.
See, this 60-pound dog trying to sleep with a 60-pound dog laying on your chest? That is just too funny. But I'm really glad she's got you as her, what do you call him, her support human. Yeah, you're doing a good job with that.
To that, I'm her emotional support human. But anyway, let me take a break here for just a second, see if we got any more check-ins. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4JN or Net Control.
JN, hope you and the missus are doing well. I heard you check in the other night from up in Greensboro. You think you're going to like it down there? Oh, by the way, this is W4IOC at Fletcher. If you would, please check me in. Are you going to like it down there, you think?
This is KN4RJN. Want to welcome Sid, W4IOE. Sid, I was waiting for you. I said 2 moves ago we weren't going to move anymore, and then she retired. I was already retired, and she wants to get closer to the grandkids because the grandkids kind of, well, the kids and the grandkids kind of need us a little bit closer. So, am I going to like it? I'm not going to have any choice, Sid. I'm I hope so, because we just bought a house up there, so, you know, I'll learn to like it. You know, I didn't want to move to where we're at right now, but her job moved up here, so, you know, we moved, and, yeah, we built a house in Anderson, and I said that, you know, when they take me out of that house, they're going to have to load me straight into the hearse. And like I said, that was the last move I said I wasn't going to make. And then we moved up here. And then when we got up here, I said, okay, that's it. That's the last move we're going to make. And so I'm not going to say that anymore because invariably, you know, we'll get up there and the kids will move to Alaska or something. So, you know, am I going to like it? Yeah, you know, I'm easy. I've been all over the world. So, you know, one place is as good as the other. But I would like to stay in one place for a little while. But do you get any snow up there, Sid?
We've not gotten any. They're giving some maybe Sunday morning, sleet, rain, and snow, Duke's mixture. And then they're saying something to the effect that it could be slick Sunday night. We might get some more. You ought to move to the mountains. You'd love the mountains. You don't never know what's going to happen up here. And the weathermen don't know how to give the weather in the mountains. They, I think down in Greenville when they're calling the weather, and I shouldn't be talking about these people. I know they're doing the best they can, but they'll tell you this. It's not going to be snow in the mountains, and then we'll have about 4 or 5 inches. Well, folks, they might be as high as 4 or 5 inches up there, and then when it gets to about 8 inches, they'll say, folks, it's going to be bad in the mountains. So it's kind of like they call it as it goes. But I'll let you get back to Miss Wendy and get in, Miss Wendy. But thank you for holding things for me, John. We just got down to the 6-meter net over on Firewall Mountain, and I'm going to run down and see if you're still here. When are you leaving, John? You're not moving for a while yet, are you?
At the rate we're going, it's going to be summertime. But she wants to get the house on the market sometime next week. So, and hopefully it'll sell fairly quickly because right now I'm retired, she's retired, and we have 2 mortgages. So we got to get rid of something. But before I let you go, Sid, you want to put in a quick plug for your net up there?
This is W4IOE. Folks, we have a net over on 14664 on Sunday evenings, 146640, tone 91.5 at 8 o'clock, and all are welcome. And we're the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, not to be confused with the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Their net starts at 9. And, John, we sure appreciate y'all letting us make these announcements because we've got quite a few folks that come from the upstate up here to check in, and I try my best to encourage folks to go down and check in with y'all. I do hear some checking in down there, so that's good. We just kind of help each other. But anyway, thank you, John. I hope you and the missus do well. And Miss Wendy, please tell Mark we said hello, and I'll get out of here and let you finish up with your net. I know you're getting tired too, probably, and I need to run down the hall and get a drink of water myself. W4IOE. Thanks, John.
Can for Dan. Roger that, Sid. I hope you have a good evening. Say hi to the Mrs. Forrest, and y'all stay warm. Yeah, I think you're going to get some weather on Sunday. We're supposed to get some nastiness down here, too. I think it's going to be mostly cold rain, but you have a good evening. Wendy, you still in there?
Here.
What else is happening in Casa de Barnes?
I was out today to do a grocery run, and I stopped by Goodwill to drop off some stuff that was in the front seat of my car. And my dog was in the back. And I didn't think a thing of it, but, I pulled up, and they have a big sign up that says, don't do anything, just stay in your car, we'll get your stuff. And there's this big, macho guy. I mean, he was a big guy. And I come over, and I roll my window down partway, and I said, are you going to get the stuff? And he said, no, you have a dog. You have a big dog. So, and I hadn't thought a thing of it because she's a sweetheart, but... other people don't know that. So I hopped out of the car and grabbed my own stuff and pulled it around for him and was careful to keep myself between the dog and him as he was, helping me when I handed it out to him. So I thought that was interesting that I hadn't really thought of my dog as being an intimidating. However, because of her size, I suppose she just automatically is.
Roger, what kind of dog you got?
Retired greyhound.
A little bit large. mine's a retired mutt. She's a boxer mix of some sort or another. And she has to bark at everything. I mean, everything. Anybody, anything. She still barks at my wife when she comes down. Our house guest has been living with us for a month or so now. She's an old friend of the family and an old army buddy of mine. And upstairs, she'll sit on the couch and lay on her lap. And when she comes downstairs, she barks at her. So it's like, I don't know what's with this dog, but yeah, she'll, and she sounds vicious when she barks, but she has, to my knowledge, never bitten anybody. But she will bark at them, and you can, when I bring workmen down or somebody's got, a stranger comes in, I'll hand them a biscuit for them to hand to her, and she'll chew on the biscuit, and then after she's done chewing on the biscuit, she'll bark at them, and they'll pet her and calm her down, and she's all fine and good, and then she'll bark at them. And it's like, what is it with you, dog, anyway?
At least she's consistent. That's great. Well, my dog doesn't do any growling or barking. She's just as quiet as can be, although she was excited that we had stopped somewhere and was, of course, looking around and moving from window to window. And as soon as I moved the box out of the front seat, she came half into the front, stood, two legs in the back seat, two legs in the front seat. So she can really take up some space in that car.
Well, the house we bought up there, they had there's a sign in the front yard, protected by ADT or whatever it is. And they were telling us if you want to, continue that the system's already there, you just call ADT and you can start your service. And I thought, I've got a built-in alarm system as it is. Anybody comes to the door, that dog's going to go crazy. She doesn't always hear. Oftentimes she does. If I'm down in the basement and a package gets delivered on the front porch, she'll hear it and bark at it. And that's how I know packages are delivered. And then a few minutes later, Amazon will, text me and say, your package has been delivered. I already know that. She heard the guy on the front porch. So I don't know if I'll spend the money for ADT or not.
She better than ADT. That's a great system, actually. And it does provide a lot of security. Always be alerted when somebody's around, whether it's lurking or legitimate.
Over to my house, and you see how far back my house is from the street. She will bark at people that are walking along the road in front of the house. And in fact, she'll bark at people, across the street that their house is as back as far as mine is from the road. So we're talking at least 100, 150 yards. And, they come out and she'll bark at them when they're in their driveway. So it's like she thinks that everything she can see is her territory, I think.
And for HTP, it sounds like she gives you, a little too many alerts, too much notice of things going on around your house in her territory.
The house next to the house that's right across from me up the road, they have a couple little corgis, and for whatever reason she hates those corgis, and they actually had a Christmas decoration, which was a blow-up corgi,
and they'd light it up at night, but in the daytime it was, you know, there. And we went out one evening, or one afternoon, and she saw that blow-up corgi and just started barking her head off. She's stupid dog. That's not even a real dog. It's a balloon, basically. But she was barking at that blow-up corgi like it was some kind of giant dog and just went nuts. So I don't think she sees all that well.